some actors, you know, shy away from television because they're afraid of getting typecast. And I would guess that, you know, typecasting is one of those things that some people are more afraid of than they're more sensitive to than others. And Kurtwood Smith now joining us by telephone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure, especially talking to the good people of Wisconsin, because, you know, I'm from Wisconsin. So,
And you played a significant role in a series set in Wisconsin, which was also
I certainly did. So
we have a little special place in our hearts for that 70s show, and if we have a little time, we'll touch on that. But I do want to talk to you about Resurrection.
Of course.
It's you're nearing the season finale, which airs when?
Sunday
night.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of a premise that would seem to be a premise that people would think of as hopeful, but the series has a whole lot of other issues within it, does it not?
You mean the idea of people coming back from the dead?
It's not just a happy reunion.
Well, yeah, everybody thinks that, you know, when you think of it in your mind, you know, I want to see my mom, my sister, you know, whoever. You think, oh, this would be so wonderful. And I think even Jason Mott, when he wrote the novel, that's what it came from, a dream that he had where he came down to breakfast and his mother was sitting there and they had a wonderful talk and talked about many things and it was very comforting and warm and terrific. And then he woke up, and it haunted him. And I think that that's the way we all envision it, that it would be wonderful and terrific. And what we don't think about is the ramifications that come with that. When somebody comes back into your life, there are all kinds of situations that arise, you know, and that it changes your present life drastically. Even if it's for the good, a change. And that's what the show, I think, deals with.
And the character you play is one of the adult characters whose young son who was killed as a boy comes back, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he was a child. He was 8 years old, or 8, 9 years old. And 32 years later, he comes back, you know. And, you know, I'm not exactly a young guy anymore. I've got this kid. And instead of it being... I mean, it's so kind of mind-blowing for him, not only that this could happen, but also what does that say about what he's done with his life since the boy died? You know, he really gave up an awful lot of his life at that time. He really kind of went into a retirement, really, in a way, and has just kind of spent his life idly since then. I mean, he had enough money and everything that he didn't, you know, mm-hmm. he didn't turn to drink or anything, but... You know, he hasn't really done anything with his life, and because it so profoundly affected he and his wife. That just kind of forces him to rethink everything he's done. And, you know, it's a tough time for him. He doesn't want to accept this, and yet his wife is very accepting. And in the process, there's still this child there, whether he wants to believe it or not, you know, whether he wants to believe it, his son is still a child, and he begins to realize he's hurting this child. So he's wrestling with this problem. So.
Relatively complex plot line, and we played a clip for it just before you joined us, Kurtwood.
Thank you.
So people could get a sense of the emotion and the drama. It's certainly a different role than the role of Red Foreman was.
Very different. Very different, actually, in so many ways. And that was exciting and part of the challenge for me.
And it seems to me that that's what you've kind of been doing, that you don't see yourself as some actors do, where they kind of play one character all the time. You've got a diverse career.
Yeah, and I've always sought that out. I've always tried to do that. You know, that's the way I was brought up. In the theater. You know, when I was working in regional theaters and Shakespeare festivals and places like that, you would do. What different kinds of roles in different shows, and for me that was acting. You know, it was trying to do different things, and so I always tried to maintain that in my television film career as well, and I've been very fortunate. I've been able to do it.